Hello,
hi,
good morning.
Geronimo. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, I just had a couple of more questions that I needed to fill in your notes.
Okay.
Do you have like 5 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So on your forms of payments, what type of payments do you accept?
I
know Cash App. Do you do cash?
No, I don't do Cash App anymore.
No? Okay. So let me...
The whole tax reason and stuff like that, so...
I hear you. I know my cousin's doing her taxes, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't do Cash App anymore. It's, like, crazy with all the taxes that's being taken out. Okay. So typically you take cash. Do you do check, Zelle?
I do Zelle. That's cash, check, Zelle, and card. But on the card, I do take a 3.5%.
Okay. I don't need to notate that. I'll just put cash, check, Zelle, and credit card?
Yes.
Okay. And then, now, what are your hours of operation?
Normally between 9 and 5.
Okay, 9 and 5. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And then now, what's your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Prefer a phone call.
Okay. All right. Did you need to grab that real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. I'll wait.
Hello? Yeah.
So they said that if I'm 15 minutes late, that they will make me schedule because it's a long time.
Okay. So are you going to be late?
It's literally going to be, like, exactly, like, it says I'm 14 minutes away.
Okay. So what? Can I hit this?
I have to go back home anyways
because
I don't have my wallet.
All right. All right, then we'll reschedule it.
Yeah, so I'll just call you and tell you because there's no point. Like, if we get there through this traffic and then...
All right.
You know, we risk it.
That's fine.
I'd be frustrated if you
can't hear it. I'll just turn back around then.
Okay, baby.
All right, bye. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries, no worries. And then, now one thing I did want to tell you, and it is an option, you don't have to do it, but it's not an additional cost either. Instead of them seeing your actual phone number listed, right, we can put a tracking number. The tracking number is linked to your phone. It does come with an app that you download from the app store, so you can track your phone calls and your messages. Would you be interested in the tracking number or just keep it as your number showing?
Just keep it as my number showing.
Okay.
I had a customer get confused already because Google does that. And
yeah,
like,
they do.
Well, I'm texting this number and it's not going through. Well, I wasn't sending the text messages to my number, but they were calling
me. Okay. Okay, yeah, so we'll just keep it just as your phone number showing, so I'm going to put no on that. Okay, awesome. And then, now, remember today they're going to call you between 12 and 1 o'clock, and they'll call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, and we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, okay?
Okay.
Now, your receipt, I know you're driving, so during your client interview, they'll walk you through your receipt, okay, because you'll need to sign it, and then it's going to show you, like, a username and password to put in, and the reason is I wanted to get you to that part because that's where you would go in to see your reports, okay, but you can do that during the client interview.
Okay.
And then just the last thing I want to go over with you, so you've never requested a PIN code from Google, right?
A PIN code?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't think you have, because I would have seen a profile page for you. So we're going to have Google send out a PIN code to you. It will come in the mail. In fact, hold on. No, you do have it. Okay. So you're going to need to add us on as managers, right, to your Google profile page. You know, the one that you currently have on Google, that profile page? The technician will walk you through it. If you're not sure on how to do it, it's not too complicated, but they'll walk you through it so that we can be managers on it and manage that profile page on the first page. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. We're also going to send you another email with a username and password so that you can start going in and tracking your results. Okay. 7 to 14 days, Geronimo, your Facebook ads, they're going to be up and running. So we'll have those live. And the website, that's going to be completed within 7 to 14 days, but we're going to email it to you first so that you can make any changes before we have it go live. Okay. Typically, what it states in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it does state that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it at times happen sooner. In your case, because you're already PIN verified, it's a matter of you adding us on as managers, it could happen sooner. But we'll be sending you notifications when you're live in the Facebook ads, the directories, your website's live, and when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed. All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and welcome to our local Splash family. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are so welcome. Don't forget, if you're in the middle of a job when they call you, just answer the phone and tell them, can you call me back at this time? And they'll call you back. Okay. All right. You have yourself a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anthony, it's 7:35.